You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name's Frankie.
My name's Joey.
This is Two Brothers, One Show. It's really dark out.
It is really dark out.
Which is a little terrifying because it got dark at like 4:30.
Yeah, man.
I was doing laundry, and when I started doing laundry, it was light out. And when I ended doing laundry, it was dark out. And it was like over an hour.
Yeah, last night I was at a talk in the library. And during the talk, it's like in a room on the second floor where there's like windows on the side. And it was like slowly becoming darker as the talk was going through. Yeah.
It's just strange.
It is strange.
It's how time works, though.
Yeah, you know how it
moves
is.
Moves forward.
You know how it is.
Speaking of moving forward, here's our song.
Good Shut transition.
Up, Shut Up, Kiss Me by Angel Olsen. I ain't hanging up this time. That was Shut Up, Kiss Me by Angel Olsen. Good lo-fi vibe on the guitar.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's a good song.
I'm going to play a song by Pond. You know Pond?
I do not.
So Pond is... I want to make sure I get exactly what his role is correctly. He's... So it's kind of like part of Tame Impala.
Okay, so like a spinoff? Sort of in that way.
So like it's all produced by Kevin Parker, who's like the lead, mm-hmm. like the lead of Tame Impala. But
right.
like there's like different members have been a part of Pond at like different times. So they've released like a bunch of different
okay.
albums, but like, so
is it like an experimental group?
No, or
is
like there's still like the similar like still like kind of
derivative of vibe. Okay,
not derivative. They were before, I think. Yeah.
Okay, so like first, vice versa,
or maybe at the same time. But yeah, I'm not exactly a Pond historian, but they're just, so you know, they are. They have a lot of connections to Tame Impala, so I think you'll
very cool. See Love that. Tame Impala.
So here's "Sweep Me Off My Feet" by Pond.
Please do Pond.
That was "Sweep Me Off My Feet" by Pond.
That was very good. I liked, yeah.
Very Tame Impala.
It was very Tame Impala.
I do like Pond.
But I mean, I like Tame Impala, so I don't mind more songs that sound like Tame Impala.
Yeah.
I have a song. It's "Wool in the Wash" by Crying.
Ooh. I love that song.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
"Beyond the Fleeting Gales" is like one of my top 10 albums of that year.
I didn't know that.
I adore wow. this album. Yeah. All right.
Similar interests we didn't know about. Whoa. Sick. All
right. Here we go. Yeah, Crying's great.
Yeah.
I think I showed you one song that they had.
Maybe?
I think I played it. I'll look back at the records for the show, because I think I played it on one of the first shows. Huh.
I
played Premonitory Dream.
Okay, because they popped up in my Discover Weekly, and then I was like, oh, let's go into Crying's library.
Yeah, they're
and
awesome.
Then
they're so good.
I liked the song when I was listening through it.
Yeah, sick. All right. Here's Wool in the Wash.
Wonderful.
Thank you. took my seat in the back of the car.
That was Wool in the Wash by Crying. I'm going to play a song called AHB by Survive. And Survive is cool because they were the group that was asked to score Stranger Things.
Really?
So they had this band that has this very, it has that same vibe as like the Stranger Things soundtrack. And then the people who
like
made Stranger
ominous,
Things.
Like the ominous, like weird,
yeah,
like
it's
vibe
like, really
music.
Yeah, inspired by like John Carpenter's like, yeah. Halloween music.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is AHB by Survive.
Thank you.
That was AHB by Survive. So we had to, no, it wasn't muted. We had to clear that. It didn't come through.
It's the official clean version.
It didn't come through, but yeah. So basically, we tried to play that song, played the official clean version.
It wasn't exactly officially clean.
Was just not clean.
You could play 5:32 p.m. by The Deli. I just want to say the name. It is a good song, though. It's an instrumental track.
I don't know if I want another.
Just skipping to ginseng.
We just played an instrumental, man. We need lyrical abilities. We could play that new Eminem song.
Can we play the new Eminem song?
There's a clean version, I think.
Yeah, let's play that. I've listened to half of it.
Oh, you didn't hear the end?
No, I like played it, and then I was gonna talk. I was talking to someone, and then I didn't.
Here's heard it was good. So here's "Walk on Water" by Eminem featuring Beyonce.
There's lyrics in this, I think.
Hopefully, this official clean version. Yeah, you think there's lyrics in this?
Probably.
Eminem song?
I'm thinking.
Hopefully, this official clean version works. If not, we'll just again.
Just end the show. We gotta go.
We will perform the song.
The show must go on.
I call Beyonce's part.
Yeah, I mean, I'm basically Eminem.
All right. Here you go. Walk on Water.
I walk on water, but I know Jesus. I walk on water, but only when it freezes.
Why are expectations so high? Is it the bar I set, my arms I stretch, but I can't reach? A far cry from it, or it's in my grasp, but as soon as I grab squeeze, I lose my grip like the flying trapeze. Into the dark I plummet, now the sky's blackening. I know the mark's high, butterflies rip apart my stomach. Knowing that no matter what bars I come with, you're gonna heart gripe, and that's a hard fight getting to swallow. So I scrap these as pressure increases like khakis. I feel the ice cracking because
I walk on water, but I know Jesus. I walk on water, but only when it freezes.
It's the curse of the standard that the first of the Mathers disc set. Always in search of the verse that I haven't spit yet. Will this step just be another misstep to tarnish whatever the legacy, love, or respect I've garnered? The rhyme has to be perfect, the delivery flawless. And it always feels like I'm hitting the mark till I go sit in the car, listen, and pick it apart. Like this shit is garbage. God's given me all this, still I feel no different regardless. I'm not Godson, Nas, Rock, Kim, Pac, Big, James, Todd, Smith, and I'm not Prince. So. I'm a Rubik's, a beautiful mess. At times juvenile, yes, I goof and I jest. A flawed human, I guess, but I'm doing my best to not ruin your expectations and meet them. But first, the speed 'em verse. Now Big Sean, he's going too fast. Is he gonna shout or curse out his mom? There was a time I had the world by the balls eating out my palm. Every album song I was spazzing the fuck out on, and now I'm getting clowned and frowned on. But the only one who's looking down on me that matters now's Deshaun. Am I lucky to be around this long? Begs the question though, especially after the methadone is yesterday fades and the Dresden home is burnt to the ground and all that's left of my house is lawn. The crowds are gone and it's time to wash out the blonde. Sales decline, the curtains drawn, they're closing the set. I'm still poking my head from out behind and everyone who has doubt remind. Now take your best rhyme, outdo it, now do it a thousand times. Now, and as I grow out of sight, out of mind, I might go out of mind. Cause how do I ever let this mic go without a fight when I'm made tightrope out of twine? But when I do fall from these heights, though I'll be fine. I won't powder cry or spiral down a whine. But I'll decide if it's my final bow this time around. Cause I'm just a man, but as long as I got a mic, I'm godlike. So me and you are not alike. I wrote Stan.
I love that ending.
I wrote Stan.
I love that ending.
Dang.
You can tell that, like,
shoot,
it's about to go down.
Whoa.
So this is, I'm pretty sure this is like the opening track.
It's the opening track of a different, yeah.
And then he's gonna go.
Heck hard. Yeah.
Can't wait. No idea when that's coming out, but hope it comes out soon. Because really, we've been without good Eminem music for a very long time.
Whoa.
Very long time.
Recovery, good album. Killer album. Have you seen the album cover?
Is that the, which one's that? Is
I don't
that the
remember.
One with like the.
I was hoping it was the one with his face.
Does it have the red cross on?
I was hoping it was the one with his face because.
I don't even remember. Let me look it
up. See, that's how good that album was.
It just was not that great. I like Marshall Mathers LP 2.
Wow, Frankie, we're becoming what he just described in that song. We're being overly critical of his music.
Yeah, because you know we're the bad people for saying that some of his songs weren't that good.
Yeah, come on. You can't critique Eminem.
It shows a lot that his last line where he's like, oh, I wrote Stan. And Stan
that
came
song
out
like
in
a
like
while
the
ago.
Mid 2000s. Like, what was that? 2014.
The mid. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, mid
2000s. We're in 2029 here.
2015, 2016.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you want to play?
See, most of my stuff is typically instrumental. It was a treat that I had songs with lyrics in it.
It was
so,
a treat.
So, if you could play Bliss by Ginseng.
Does that have lyrics?
It does not.
I'm
going to
play a Radiohead song.
Okay, I'll find lyrics for the next song. I got you. I feel that. Sometimes you need lyrics in your
Sometimes
life.
Sometimes you need lyrics. So here's House of Cards by Radiohead.
Thank you.
That was House of Cards by Radiohead. We're gonna play a song by Sampha up next, but first we're gonna do PSAs. So there's a little note here that was scribbled.
What if it was just by someone who was from a different show, just trying to like mess
up? No, I'm pretty sure this is. It says you could read events out as PSAs. So we're just gonna read events out as PSAs. Joe, you want to go first?
I can read one. Yeah, so tonight.
This is at Lafayette College, by the way.
At Lafayette College, the premier school in Eastern Pennsylvania.
The premier school.
So tonight, Tuesday, November 14th, in case you forgot what the date was, Faculty Favorites Film Series, there's going to be a movie screening of Memento, hosted by Jennifer, I'm going to try to pronounce her last name, Tallarico. She's in from the psychology department. So there's going to be a screening of Memento in Landis Cinema Buck Hall down the hill.
Down the hill, yeah.
For anyone who wants to go, I believe that there is shuttle services and it's open to the public and it's free and there's popcorn. I don't know if the popcorn is free,
popcorn,
but I know
it's free.
And popcorn is free. I've never been there, so at least for the movies. So yeah.
I went once. What did I see?
Down the Hill, sponsored by Andrew W. Mellon Foundation and Film and Media Studies.
Isn't that the thing on PBS in between like episodes of Zoom? They'd be like, Andrew W. Mellon Foundation.
Is it?
I think so.
You know what? I will get back to you on that one.
Anywho, so I'm advertising a new theater production.
Ooh, I love theater.
Called Xmas Carol, spelled with a K.
Right.
It's a reimagining of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
You don't need to explain it to me. I wrote
it. It's going
to
be, it's going to be on December 9th at 2 p.m. or 7:30. So you can go to a matinee or a nice dinner date.
Or just throwing this out there, you could go to both. Why see it once when you can see it twice?
The ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future get the hip-hop treatment as they visit Ebenezer Scrooge in an original contemporary take on the holiday classic.
Is this a tapestry event?
No. First published in 1843, A Christmas Carol still reminds us all of hope, redemption, and love in any language.
Hope, redemption, and love.
Directed by Suzanne Westfall.
That sounds... Wait, Suzanne... Oh, that's like... Isn't she like head of the...
Yeah.
Theater? Okay. Cool.
So, go see Xmas Carol.
Xmas Carol.
We're gonna listen to Plastic 100 Degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
By Sampha.
Nailed that title.
Magnetic lights in the blue haze, magnifying glass upon my face. It's so high I've been melting out here. I'm made out of plastic out here. You touch down in the base of my fears. Houston, can you hear? And we both had to harness our pain. check out here. And you touch down in the banks of my fears. And that's when your beauty appears. It's so hot, I've been melting out here. I'm made out of plastic out here. And you touch down in the banks of my fears. Houston, can you hear me now? And I know what the scarecrow is. Out of space and his inner ears. And like a blossom you open up. And understood why you could not love. Oh. It's so hot up in mountain now. Thriving off your lessons. Yes, you are my lantern. Shine like house around my ears. The more you speak, the more I see. The more your light grows upon me. And the more it grows, the closer I think you are. The closer I think you are to seeing me whole. What if you don't like what you see? Silhouettes inside a dream.
Plastic 100 degrees Celsius by Sampha.
Yeah, heck yeah. Sampha is like so good. He's a hot gorgeous take. Voice
hot take.
Yeah, hot, you know, take. Me and my insightful analysis of music.
How is it just so hot down here all the time?
I don't know. There's like a fan going. There's it's a small fan going. I should just pick it up and
it's
bring it over here.
It's cold outside right now.
It's icy out. Like, I always come in with like a big jacket.
Yeah.
And then I hot. Instantly just, I'm like, nope, no thanks. Gotta go. It's and then fine. I leave.
Whatever. All right. Let's listen to
James Blake. Just what I was thinking.
Yeah. Why not?
I was just thinking of people who are similar to Sampha.
Yeah, I love James. Which song?
Good question.
Do you want I Need a Forest Fire off his 2016 album, The Color and Anything?
More of a Life Round Here kind of guy,
okay.
Personally, but like the James Blake version.
Yeah.
Not the James Blake and Chance the Rapper
not
version.
The Chance, so which
that one is good, but I don't know if we can play that one.
I don't think he swears, but
I can say it.
Anyway, I'm just going to play it. Life
you can
Round
play
Here,
one.
James Blake.
Turn love is love early. square one. And we were too long. Till we're at square one.
Life Round Here binds James Blake.
Yeah.
I prefer the Chance the Rapper verse on it, but...
That's all good. That's all good. You can still have your own opinion.
I would autoplay it, actually. It's not on the air right now, but it autoplayed the Chance the Rapper.
Just subconsciously,
you know,
wanted to redeem
next
it.
Next week... Oh, are we doing it next week?
Doing what next week?
The show. When we
we should be here, right? Unless...
We should talk
we should figure that one out, because my class ends at 4.
I get out of class at 4, too.
So...
I'd like to go home for Thanksgiving.
Me as
anyway,
well.
Anyway, either way, if mm-hmm. we're here,
mm-hmm.
Or the week after,
mm-hmm.
I want to bring in my records that I have
in place
of them, because I just have not done that in a while.
Sick.
And we have the setup to do
we
that.
We do.
We have a whole collection out there and over here, too, that we used to play some, but it's just, like, difficult to tell, because it's not always, like... well-known music that we have.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of the I've looked through some. A lot of the covers are very cool, and I like the art design
of
a lot of them.
Kind of like really neat. I just don't know the music. So
yeah, it'll be like here's random folk band from the 70s that I don't know about.
Randomly play it. One day we should just kind of pick random albums and just play whatever we find. That'd be fun.
Yeah, and just
do you want to pick a couple? Just grab one. We can play one in a little bit.
Yeah,
I'll look at it.
I'm gonna try to knock.
It's actually too late to set it up. I just thought about that.
Oh, true, because we only actually
have
to switch it.
We only have
it,
a little bit of time, so I have to switch everything up. We'll do it another
time. TBA when
next
that happens.
Next time, we'll play around with some records, and that'd be kind of fun. It's actually really cool, too, because you can, like, swap between them. So, like, these two, you can kind of, like, fade. You can't do a ton of stuff, but you can play two records at the same time if you want to get all edgy.
Whoa, can we spin them and be like...
No, that would break them.
I was going to say, I don't think that's how that works.
Really
I don't think they're
idea.
Turntables.
You need specific equipment to... Yeah, you definitely know how DJing works.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. So how does it work?
So you take the record.
Yeah.
You put it on the thing, and then you go...
That's exactly it.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
That's really good.
Please.
Nice.
I DJ at the biggest shows. It's like
really?
Me, like I like okay, Steve Aoki opens for me, and then it's like like Jazzy J, and then
Jazzy J.
I think that's a real person.
Do you mean Jazzy Jeff?
I'm gonna go ahead and like go with Jazzy guy, J.
I think it's Jazzy Jeff.
Pretty sure Jazzy J is an
Jazzy
American
Jeff
record
is,
producer.
DJ Jazzy Jeff is the guy who would
DJ
play with Will Smith.
Jazzy
when he was like the Fresh
J.
Prince.
Excuse me. Look up DJ Jazzy J. His name came up. I didn't know it was a name until I said it out loud.
DJ
but it is
Jazzy J.
Please. Real human being.
J-A-Y.
Real human being.
Yeah,
please. You just don't know about your DJs, sir.
I mean, I don't know about that.
And then what?
Oh,
then Major Lazer comes on.
He actually helped found Def Jam, so he's actually kind of really important.
Yeah, so DJ Jazzy J opens for me. If he's still alive, I don't know. Yeah. I'm assuming he's old based on Def Jam, but... And then
it says that he founded Def Jam... I assisted... in founding what would become Def Jam
okay.
in 1984.
Okay. That is an important thing in the
yeah,
history of
Yeah, I always forget like how many
music.
People are signed to Def Jam. Like
there's a lot of them.
Iggy Azalea, Logic, Big Sean.
Iggy Azalea is signed to Def Jam?
Kanye.
I knew that, but like... Huh.
Wait, is he still signed? I thought he had his own label now.
I don't know, man. It's called Tidal, actually.
I guess he's still technically signed to them because he has good music, but like, he's still technically signed to Def Jam.
Ooh, shots at Def Jam.
Good Music is the name of his label for anyone who was not aware.
Oh, I thought that was I was not aware.
Yeah. No, Good Music is the name of his label. G-O-O-D.
That's a little.
Yeah. It's
classic Kanye.
It stands for Getting Out Our Dreams.
Okay. Yeah, okay, Kanye.
They currently have
That was a cop out.
Kanye, Big Sean, who else? Designer, France and the Lights.
I like two of those names.
Kid Cudi was on.
I would have liked three of those names.
John Legend was on for
four.
For a long time, for 8 years.
Dang, and then he was like,
what's he signed to now?
He was like, miss me.
Sony.
Sony!
Sony and Columbia.
Oh, okay, I too sell out.
Let's not make fun of John Legend.
Come on, man. His
show.
Music is like...
I like John Legend.
That one song in La La Land.
Oh, boy. Yeah, let's talk about La La Land. That's always a good idea.
That's
definitely not a controversial...
La La Land?
Well, there's a whole thing with like Moonlight and all that.
The Moonlight was a better movie.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
In case anyone was wondering.
Moonlight was a better movie.
I've seen Moonlight. I've seen La La Land. I saw La La Land 4 times. I'm a massive fan of La La Land. Seen Moonlight once. It's a better film.
La La Land is a good movie. But apparently, did you see that? They're making... So they're advertising it as like the lyricists from La La Land. Like it's not like the musician. Like it's not like that new... They're making a P.T. Barnum musical.
Okay.
It has like Hugh Jackman... As like P.T. Barnum.
Okay.
And there's like Zac Efron and Zendaya and like
I think you mean
Zendaya?
People.
Zendaya, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I was just being...
I've only ever read her name. I've never actually heard it pronounced out loud.
I remember when Angela used to watch that show like Shake It Up on
yeah.
Disney Channel. I think they would
like
say her
super
name. Yeah.
Famous.
She's blown
up. She was good
in
Spider-Man, I guess.
She was decent in Spider-Man, yeah.
Back to my topic, though.
Back to my topic of me being a DJ who's opened by Steve Aoki, DJ Jazzy J, and Major Lazer. Yeah, okay. I know how DJing works.
That's pretty cool. But yeah, they're making a P.T. Barnum musical.
That's cool.
From the lyricist.
Who's P.T. Barnum?
He's the guy who founded Barnum and Bailey's.
Oh, okay.
The circus.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's called Greatest Show on Earth.
I was a little... Disconnecting
Apparently
the name.
Apparently, he was kind of a terrible person in real life, though.
I mean,
it's kind of a weird.
I mean, you know how it is.
Hugh Jackman's in that.
Also, a terrible person.
Yeah, I can't think of a single bad thing.
I can't think of
any.
That was the joke. I don't know anything about Hugh Jackman or his personal life. I take that. Sorry, Hugh Jackman.
Sing. He can act.
Sorry for Hugh Jackman who is currently listening. I apologize for the slander.
People's sexiest man alive, I believe, in some year at some point.
I'll be looking this up.
It's probably
like later for
later. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well.
On that note,
we're gonna say farewell. Hope you guys had a good day.
I mean, yeah.
It's dark out now, so it's time to go to sleep. That's
yeah,
kinda
like
how that works.
I mean, is that not? That's what I've been doing.
I only have candles.
Right. We're actually not. We actually can have candles.
You've
but.
Been listening to Two Brothers One Show. This is 104.9 FM WGRH Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania.
That is what we are. Two Brothers One Show.
Yep. All right. Goodbye.
I'm Joey. Bye.
I'm Frankie. Bye.